Hello, folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's audio article is titled, How to Get Rid of Toxins After the Jab. After COVID-19 vaccination started, various treatments came to light for removing the mRNA lipid nanoparticles, spike protein residues from the jabs. And according to research, the most effective treatment seems to be EDTA chelation and pure vitamin C. Pure vitamin C, certified non-GMO, free of impurities and preservatives, is a powerful detoxing agent against heavy metal poisoning and useful for graphene oxide removal. When choosing our vitamin C, we need to be aware that the ascorbic acid in supplements is often derived from genetically modified corn, further produced to corn starch, corn sugar, or rice starch, and is chemically dependent upon volatile acids. Unfortunately, over 90% of the world's supply of vitamin C comes from China, one of the most polluted nations on the planet. As we know, EDTA is considered by some to be the best way to remove heavy metals from the body. It can offer long-term protection against heavy metal poisoning, chronic inflammation, and hypercoagulable states. EDTA has been shown through a process called chelation to improve blood flow safely and relieve symptoms associated with atherosclerotic vascular disease. Although the mechanisms involved in chelation are complex, it can be understood simply as the removal of undesirable calcium and other minerals that promote plaque formation, blood clotting, and atherosclerosis. But why would someone want to get the toxins out of their body after the vaccination? According to Philip Buchholz, professor of cancer molecular genetics at the University of South Carolina, the Pfizer mRNA vaccine is contaminated with the plasmid DNA vector that was used as the template for in vitro transcription reaction. This DNA could be the cause of some of the rare but serious side effects like death from cardiac arrest. The DNA can and likely will integrate into the genomes of transfected cells. There is a very real hazard for genome modification of long-lived somatic cells, which could cause sustained autoimmune attack toward that tissue. There is also a theoretical risk of future cancer, depending on the piece of DNA and site of integration. He concludes that regulation that allowed the DNA to be there should be changed. It's a leftover from previous vaccines that contained only naked DNA. The mRNA vaccines have this DNA encapsulated in a lipid nanoparticle delivery system, Trojan horse. And so the DNA is a far more serious issue. Understandably, many concerns have suggested the need for a closer examination of both the DNA and lipid components of mRNA vaccines to ensure their safety, as several serious health problems had emerged. After COVID-19 vaccinations, research has showed the binding of lipid nanoparticles, how they release their eggs into the cells and upon the brain and clump within the blood vessels and lead to myocarditis. Myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart tissue, specifically the myocardium, the middle layer of the heart wall. Myocarditis affects the heart's electrical system and muscle cells, leading to irregular heart rhythms and problems with the heart's pumping function. Viral infections are a leading cause of myocarditis. Inflammation occurs during infection, putting stress on the heart that remains even after the infection is resolved. Myocarditis was classified as a rare disease in 2017, affecting 3.1 million cases worldwide. After COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccines, the number of cases has risen significantly. Since myocarditis cases after COVID-19 vaccination are virtually exclusively confined among mRNA-based recipients, the question arises if specific lipid molecules or their combination in the structure of the lipid nanoparticle component of these vaccines could play a role in the pathogenesis of myocardial damage associated with their use. Within this context, a hypothesis could be made in the direction of either a direct deleterious effect on myocardial cells of LPN lipid nanoparticle itself, or of that of an immune reaction against it, or even its aggregate with the mRNA strand within the vaccine preparations. As a study by Tikam Chand Dakal suggests, calcium and similar minerals, called divalent ions, may help viruses like SARS-CoV-2 attach to cells in the lungs. By lowering these minerals in the lungs, it might be possible to prevent the virus from sticking to and infecting human cells. This can be done using substances like EDTA or EGTA, which are known to remove these minerals. The author believes that using EDTA in the lungs could help block the virus from attaching to lung cells, potentially providing protection against COVID-19. EDTA chelation therapy targeting lungs holds immense potential in successful management and treatment of COVID-19 patients. With chelation therapy, it is important while on the program to drink at least 2 liters of clean water to flush out the released impurities from the body. The following is a list of nutritional supplements for support. Cloth therapy with EDTA, 3 capsules 2 times per day with food. Helps support a healthy cardiovascular system by helping remove calcium buildup in arteries, flushing heavy metals from body, stimulating mineral metabolism, and increasing mitochondrial activity. Toxic metals enter the body through food, water, and other means. EDTA draws out these toxic metals and excretes them via the kidneys, preventing a problem from happening. OptiCal Mag with K2, 3 capsules 2 times per day. Lowered magnesium uptake or a magnesium deficiency may be related to angina. For restoring depleted minerals while taking claw therapy, L-glycine, 3 capsules 2 times per day. Mounting evidence suggests that glycine helps reduce the risk of a heart attack. Higher levels of glycine in the blood were linked to a lower chance of heart attack. L-tryptophan with B6, 3 capsules, 2 tons per day taken on an empty stomach. Plasma tryptophan concentration was significantly associated with a decreased risk of CVD. Reduced plasma tryptophan levels are associated with various disease states, may represent a therapeutic or preventative strategy to improve cardiovascular health. Thymus gland, 3 capsules, 3 times per day, taken with food. The thymus gland produces T cells, our body's immune defense, and plays a significant role in the regulation of adaptive immune responses. Insufficiencies of the thymus gland may lead to abnormal thymic function and may be an intrinsic factor for severe long-term COVID disease among younger individuals. Melipure melatonin, 30 milligrams taken twice per day on an empty stomach in the evening before bed. Melatonin treatment significantly ameliorated the myocardial injuries through improving myocarditis via repressing inflammation. Furthermore, melatonin regulated the rate of autophagy and inhibited apoptosis in mouse hearts with CVB3-induced myocarditis. Therefore, melatonin should be further considered as a new therapeutic agent for viral myocarditis. Remember, not any melatonin can be used for therapeutic results. It must be USP-patented Melipure melatonin. Pure vitamin C. Adults and adolescents 14 years and older, 1 capsule 1 to 3 times per day, taken on an empty stomach. Adolescents 9 to 13 years, 1 capsule 1 to 2 times per day, taken on an empty stomach. Pure vitamin C is certified, non-GMO, free of impurities and preservatives. For a complete list of citations and references, please visit lifechoice.net.